Broadcasting live from the Cobb Galleria Center, it's the Kids Business Expo. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello once again. Welcome to the Kids Business Expo 2015. I'm your host, Ryan Redhawk, alongside my co-host, Max Cantor. Hello, Max.
Hello, Ryan. And you know, Ryan, all day you've asked me how I've been. I want to ask you, how you doing, Ryan?
Man, I'm on top of the world over here. I'm sitting behind the microphone. I'm interviewing successful kids and adults, and all of them are doing great things for our local community. So I'm feeling great.
All right. Well, you know, I'm really excited for this interview, let me tell you.
That's right. We have a wonderful gentleman who goes by the name of Walter Jordan. He is putting on a leadership conference coming up February 28th through March 1st. Good afternoon to you, Walter.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Tell us a little more about the leadership conference.
Awesome. Well, it's a young men's youth leadership conference. It's not a sports conference. It's a leadership conference. I was a former NBA basketball player and a Purdue basketball player, and I run a youth program called Team Impact Hoops. And we have 160 kids every summer, four months a year. And we've been blessed to help over 80, 90 kids, young men, get in college academically and athletically over the years. So this is a youth leadership conference focusing on leadership and life skills. And it's going to be an intense locker room type of deal where we're talking to young men straight. And we've got phenomenal all-star lineup. We've got attorneys. We've got athletes, pro football players. We got even the music industry people. We've got kids coming back from colleges who we've been blessed to be in our program. They're aerospace engineers from business. They got their master's degree, some of them, and they're coming back to do a panel discussion to our kids where they can look them and answer all their questions. We're talking about the N-word, the B-word. We're talking about what to do when stopped by police officers. It's going to be an intense lifestyle leadership conference. We're going to pour our hearts out to them. We're going to talk about things like your mom is not your maid and your dad is not your slave. Yeah. And we're going to talk about pulling your damn pants up. It's going to be an intense two-day focus, and we're going to feed the kids. We're going to have a lot of fun, but we're going to be tense. It's going to be a locker room.
So, Walter, you said you played for the NBA.
Yes, sir.
How did you go from NBA to leadership conference? How did that transition happen?
I believe that's all part of it. Your life story, your environment you grew up in. I was blessed to be one of 10 kids and 7 boys, and we all slept in one bedroom. And I remember my 3 older brothers being my mentors. My leaders and my mentors right in my household, and a lot of kids don't have that. I was blessed to have both parents in my house, and I know today is just a different world. It's a different world out here, and a lot of our kids don't have mentors, and they don't have men they could talk to and who's going to be real with them, who's going to be straight with them. And a lot of our parents are reaching and begging and asking for help. And we're going to provide those kids with that help. Not only that, this is not going to end on March 1st. We're going to attach these kids with mentors and people they can pick up the phone and have conversations with, and we're going to be honest with them. And anybody out there, kids from ages 13 to 18, they need to be at that conference, because right now it's going to be a sold-out event, so tickets are going fast, and we're so excited. And anyone can go and see our lineup and go to our website, and that's Walter Jordan's youthconference.com, Walter Jordan's youthconference.com. My Team Impact organization, that's Team Impact Hoops, GA for Georgia.net. So those are two websites. We're really looking forward to the youth conference. We're really excited, really appreciative of this opportunity to share the information with our listeners.
I see the dates on that conference are February 28th to March 1st, 2015. Where is this conference taking place?
It's going to be at the Smyrna Community Center right there in Smyrna, Georgia. And great facility, exactly what we need. We're going to be 75 intimate young men in there with intimate conversations and personal conversations. We're going to ask them to participate, and we want to have them talking and be engaged as well. So engagement is going to be the key.
Yeah, and you have a wide variety of people coming out to help mentor these youth and provide them a great diversity of a subject matter. But you also said you're building relationships that they can carry on after the conference and stay in touch with. I think that's a very positive impact that you're bringing to the community.
Thank you. That's exactly right. And one of the things, Ryan, we have young men like Stephen Kessler, who's a youth minister, who's 24 years old, graduate of Kennesaw State University, but Stephen's already been to Africa 4 or 5 times on missionary work and just pouring out his heart to making a difference across the country. And those are the type of things we're doing. We got former college football player who's doing great thing, now owns his own business.
Nice.
And who believes in youth entrepreneurship. We have a dentist who owns U Smiles, Dr. Kevin Jackson, who's going to be there. We have a police chief who's going to be there talking about letting the kids know what their rights are and what they do, and if you want to become a police officer.
Excellent.
And things of that nature. So we've got our plate full, and we also got Harvey Hilliard. Harvey is the CEO of Benchmark. You guys might have heard of Benchmark. There's 32 different offices across the country, and he's the CEO and owner of that. And he's going to be talking about entrepreneurship and business with our. That's just a few of our guest speakers.
Like, I love your slogan. It's easier to build a child than rebuild broken men. And you're providing that platform for those youngsters to really springboard them into success, not only in the community but in the real world itself too.
And I think it's such a great thing because I know young people look up to athletes, especially.
Exactly.
And I'll bring this up because I know you are an athlete. And they
were, but thanks, man.
they look at these athletes nowadays that, you know, who do bad things.
Yes.
The example that comes to mind is Josh Gordon.
Yes.
From the NFL. I'm
right.
Sure there's a ton of young Cleveland Browns fans that
yes.
used to look up to him, but he's screwing up his life. And the kids see that,
yep.
and they're like, why is my role model, you know, going to jail again?
Yes.
But what you're doing is going to be so impactful for these kids that they are going to try to mentor even younger people. And from there, you're just going to start this trend. And I just think it's amazing.
Well, thanks, Matt. I mean, a lot coming from a young man like yourself. I can tell your spirit, your enthusiasm about life. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's impacting someone's life. That's why we're here. That's what we're here for. Unfortunately, there are a lot of athletes and entertainers are doing great things. We just don't hear about them in the media.
Right.
So we got to keep that in perspective, but you're exactly right. We have a responsibility, whether you're an athlete, the fact that you're an adult, we all have a responsibility. We're all on the same team, and we all got to remember that. The isms and the garbage that the people want to put in our heads, that's just nonsense. We're all on the same damn team, and we need to recognize, excuse my language, but we all got to realize that. And the sooner we realize that, the better this country is going to be and this world's going to be.
That's great. So, again, remind everybody, Walter Jordan's Leadership Conference, February 28th through March 1st of 2015, taking place at the Smyrna Community Center.
Yes.
For more information, you can go to www.walterjordansyouthconference.com. Is there any other word you'd like to shout out to our listeners?
Just parents, especially single moms out here, we got your back. Get your sons in front of us. We'll make sure you have male mentors and surround them with someone who's going to look them in the face and have straight talk with them and be there for them and not going to sugarcoat anything, because that's what these young men need today.
Straight talk coming from real people, helping out real kids out there in the streets today. Very good.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys.
And for Ryan Redhawk, I'm Max Cantor, joined here today with Walter Jordan at the Kids Business Expo 2015. Stay tuned for more.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.